Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we're talking to our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, the smartest people I know on the planet when it comes to healthcare policy, especially free market policies and why those are better policies than what we have coming at us right now in the form of this freight train that's headed toward us called Obamacare. Grace Marie, a couple of things I want you to talk to us about in this segment. Number one, what's this going to cost the average person, Obamacare, and the exchanges where some of us are going to have to go? Are those things going to be ready? Tuck, can you cover those things for us?
Yeah, I can. Remember the president said that the average American family is going to save $2,500 a year on their health costs if this law were to pass. Since the law passed, the average American family's health costs and benefits costs have gone up by $3,000. Mm. And so we're already seeing that even before most of the provisions go into effect, but, you know, a lot of the planning is going into effect now for this to take place next year. So costs already are going up. The average cost of a health insurance policy, according to the government's own estimates, for a family of four will be $20,000 a year to comply with all of Obamacare's mandates.
And that's just to go into the market by themselves and buy a policy?
That's what they expect a policy will cost in these new exchanges.
So if we're in the exchanges, that's what it's going to cost.
The exchanges are these new marketplaces that they are.
I wouldn't be able to go directly to an insurance company if I wanted to. After Obamacare is fully implemented, I'd have to go through an exchange if my company would provide it with me.
You can buy it on your own. The exchanges are for people who are eligible for subsidies. Those are where the cutoff is $90,000 a year for a family.
Right.
Up to that level, they're eligible for subsidies, and they get to buy health insurance policies in the exchange.
But that could cost up to $20,000 gross of the subsidy.
But they think that, you know, maybe the subsidy is going to therefore reduce the price for me. They think they're going to get a free policy, mm-hmm. most of them. For that family making, let's say, $80,000 a year, mm-hmm. their out-of-pocket cost could still be $16,000 a year, even with the subsidy.
So the company has kicked them out because they could. It was going to be too onerous for the company. The people have been sent to the exchanges, and now they're going to get stuck with a big bill.
That's right. You look at the reasons for all this, all the new mandates, the huge number of benefits that have to be covered, so many things have to be free to the patient.
Including guaranteed insurability. Extending coverage to 26-year-old children.
Exactly, which, by the way, one CEO told me, that one provision is costing his company $70 million a year. That one provision.
Wow.
And so you wonder, why are healthcare costs going up?
Well, that helped him get elected in 2012. The young people came out because of that one thing, I think, as much as anything.
I know.
Don't you?
And yet they're not looking at the fact that young people are going to have to pay a much higher price for this mandatory health insurance. Because the law says that the premiums have to be leveled out so that older people like you and me don't have to pay as much.
Will the exchanges be ready?
The exchanges will not be ready.
By January?
I don't see how it's going to happen. First of all, only 17 states at most have even said they will start up the exchanges.
Yep.
And it looks like only about 11 of them are, you know, very far along the way.
How long would it take for Obamacare to just collapse? And it's under its own unsustainability.
You know, governments don't allow these things to collapse. What they do is they blame the problem on something else, and they say, well, we need a new law.
Like the House
we need
Republicans.
To fix this. We need to put more money into the plan. Remember, every single House Republican voted against this.
Yeah.
Every single Senate Republican voted against this. This passed without a single Republican vote. People mm-hmm. forget that. The House was controlled by Nancy Pelosi when this passed.
Yeah, that's right.
There's just not any way that Republicans are going to try to fix this.
Right.
But that's going to be what the president wants to do, pour mm-hmm. more money into it, demonize the Republicans for making this thing fail. But, I mean, it's just
you're going to keep us posted on it,
Grace dislocation.
Marie. Yes. We're going to get you back again, for sure in March, because that's your 15th anniversary.
I know.
So we'll see
wait.
You then.
That's
good
great.
Job today. Thank you for Thanks. Being here. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, Galen.org, Galen Institute. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame reminding you, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.